Thursday, July 29th. President was loaded this morning because we crammed the full day's schedule into the morning, so he'd have the afternoon clear to work on his speeches for the weekend. He started his appointments schedule at 9 o'clock and went solidly through till darn near 2 without a break. And I had no contact with him at that time. I did see him for a few minutes early in the morning to clear up a few odds and ends that he had from last night. And again, late this afternoon. After the schedule period, he went over the EOB and holed up for the afternoon to work on the speeches. Called me over about 6 o'clock and discussed some of the arrangements for the Bohemian Grove, and then said that Chotiner had been in to see him this morning as a result of sending a letter in saying he had to see the president personally, and it was to report on the vice president. Apparently, Chotiner had been in Spain at the same time the VP was, and Agnew had pulled him aside and unloaded his troubles to him. He had launched into a tirade on the domestic council and Ehrlichman and complained that they don't give him anything to do and no responsibility. They don't ask for his advice and pay no attention to him. He said he was annoyed by low-level people calling him, that clerks call and tell him to do things. That the Harlow mission apparently backfired because the VP says he feels they sent Harlow to watch over him. He says he knows Scally's the one who leaked the fact that he didn't know anything about China ahead of time. The president said that was kind of ironical because when the vice president was in seeing him yesterday and had complained about some of these things, the president had called Scally in to get them straightened out, particularly the Newsweek story. Murray said the Veep was really uptight, and that creates a problem for us because we can't have him get into a huff and go off on that basis. So the president wants me to talk to Mitchell and see if we can't work out some way of handling it. Also, he thinks Mitchell and I should talk to Chotiner. President asked Murray why he hadn't brought this up with Mitchell to begin with, and Murray said Mitchell's cut him off, and so I'm supposed to get that straightened out too. So the problems never end. End of July 29th.